Proverbs 30, from 24 through 28. I'm going to read it in your hearing. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. Before I move to 25, I just want to ask somebody a question this morning. Do you want to be wise?
Amen. Amen.
Do you want to be wise, the family of God?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Wise.
Let's move to verse 25. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer.
Amen.
Verse 26. The rock badgers, in the other version they call them the conies, they are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the quakes. Verse 27. The locust has no king, yet they all advance in ranks. Verse 28. The spider skillfully grasps with its hand, and it is in king's palaces. This is the reading of the word of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Let me open up the mind of somebody here while we are going to put the blood of Jesus Christ again in our mind, our soul, and our spirit in order to get the wisdom of God in our families, wherever we are, in our workplace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, yes.
Have your way, dear Jesus.
Thank you.
Proverbs 30 from 24 through 28. We see in the family of God four types of creatures that are neglected, completely negligible in the face of the planet. That no person, no people pay a mind at all. Four small creatures,
yes,
which are not with any consideration at all. Four small creatures that nobody can consider. Four small creatures that are but nothing. These four scriptures, these verses of the four scriptures which are in our reading right now, they are little in stature, they are too small, but they are not little in accomplishment. They all a natural instinct. They all are there, and God made them to be very wise. And God is speaking to us this morning to learn a lesson from each of them to see exactly how wise God wants his children to be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The ants live in community and they work together as a unit, family of God.
Amen.
They survive through planning and labor.
Amen.
They are the opposite of the sluggard or the slothful man. These ants are too small, but they are very industrious. These ants don't go in different directions. They work in a community. They work together as a unit. But still, they know how to be on time in everything they're planning to do and accomplish. They know that in the summertime, they have to prepare themselves. They have to store enough food so that when winter comes, they are not going to miss anything. God is talking to us today to see the example of the ants, how they organize themselves, how they are not considerable at all in the face of the planet, in the face of the society, but still, they play a big role. They know how to get their food in summer so that they can use it in winter.
God.
Let us move to the second example. They're talking about the conies here, the rock badgers. They're saying that these conies live in the rocks. Why do they choose a rock? Imagine they're the feeble one, the feeble animals, family of God. But they don't build their houses in the grass. They don't build their houses in the mud, but they build them in the rock.
My goodness. Thank you, Lord.
They build them in the rock for security, family of God.
God Almighty. Hallelujah.
It is a way of telling us that even though you think that you are weak, you can survive by being diligent enough to climb and find sanctuary in high places, family of God.
Amen.
Let us move now to the third example, the locust. The locust are, they act as one body and they work together. Anywhere they go, the word of God is telling us the locusts, they don't have a king. But they work always in rank. They have nobody to remind them, look, you have to do this, you have to do that. If one is down, the other one is there to back the other one up. If one cannot make it, the other one takes over and cover for that person. They work in rank. They have no king. They have no leader. But still, they organize themselves. That's why some way you will read in the Old Testament, God is calling them the great army of God, which is the locust. They are always in rank. They work always one body and together. They survive all of this through careful organization, family of God. Let's move to the other fourth aspect that God is speaking to us this morning. The spider. Let us call the spider a lizard. The spider works with its hands. It does everything, creates webs, so that the spider can reach the places where nobody can expect. Family of God, the world is inventing missiles, cyber security, things, all those kind of stuff, in order to avoid accessing from one place to another. We are talking about the security, the safety all the time. But let me inform somebody who is listening to me this morning. Even though they clean the White House 7, 10, 50 times, even though they clean the Queen's Palace in England more than 100 times, the spider is still there somehow in those palaces, in those king's houses, in the White House. The spider is there. Everything of the security is there. But they cannot beat up the spider. If they cut one web of the spider, the spider will be creating another web. Something negligible, not considerable in the face of the planet.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That doesn't have missiles or whatever. But the spider is everywhere. Wherever people cannot access, the spider is there.
Yes, dear. Amen.
Even though your house is clean 500 times from your God, there is a spider somewhere, somehow, in your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's true.
Hey. Thank you, Lord.
If God is giving us the example this morning, we see that the wisdom seen in each of these creatures, it reveals the beauty of the wise creator that we are saving. And it is a model, an example for us today to follow the principle of labor, diligence, family of God, organization, planning, resourcefulness. It is a way of telling us that wisdom is over the might of human beings. There is a superiority of the wisdom over the might of humankind. If you want to be wise, be like these four little animals or creatures. If you want to be wise from your God, be either like an ant or a crony or a locust or a spider. If in your mind you think that you need the wisdom coming from above, be negligible, be an underdog, be a nobody, but do something for the glory of God.
Amen,
God
sees
everything.
Amen.
And God will not leave you. He will elevate you from your God.
Amen.
Today we are talking about the ant. There's nobody pay attention. We are talking about the rock badgers or the conies. We are talking about the locusts. We are talking about the spiders. We are not talking about the missiles, the people of war, those people who have big muscles. But we are talking about the little creatures of this world, but which have the wisdom not compared to anything in this world.
Hallelujah.
Before we go and put the blood of Jesus Christ in ourselves right now, do you want to be wise,
amen,
from your God?
Amen.
Is somebody who just want to be wise this morning?
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you.
If you want to be wise, hallelujah, learn to be like ants, the ants. They are always there working together, and they know how to respect the time. Be like the cronies. They are building up their foundation, not in something that can be broken, but in a rock. Be like the locusts, working always together in rank. Even though there is no leader, even though there is nobody to direct them, they are all together. If one person falls, the other one is there to back the other person up. So that all of them are working together. If one person is sick, all the people are sick at the same time.
Amen.
Be like a spider, creating network, creating connection for the glory of God. If one connection is cut, there is another connection following. If one web is cut, there is another one. Do you want to be wise, family of God, one more time?
Amen.
Let us go down in prayer right now. We are going to ask God to help us. We are going to put the blood in our way of thinking, the blood in our mind, our soul, and our spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ. And we are going to ask for the wisdom of God to fill us up. As God is comparing us to this morning, He's comparing us to ants, to cronies, to locusts, and to spiders. Wherever you are going to be in your spare time, try to see or try to picture the life of ants, the life of cronies, rock badgers, the life of locusts, the life of spiders. Maybe God will inspire you more and more. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now let us open
amen.
Up our mouth all together. Let us put the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind, our soul, and our spirit. Ask God to fill you with the blood of Jesus Christ so that the wisdom of God can come and be implemented in whatever you're planning to do and accomplish. Let us pray from your God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Almighty God.
Almighty God, we are approaching the throne of mercy this morning. We thank you for your word. Oh Lord God, we need the wisdom coming from above. That's why we're putting the blood. We're putting the blood of Jesus Christ once again in our life. We're putting the blood of Jesus Christ in our mind, our soul, and our spirit. We are putting the blood of Jesus Christ in everything we're planning to do and accomplish. Oh Lord God, let us be compared to ants today. Let us be compared to cronies today. Let us be compared, oh Lord God, to locusts, to spiders, without have no value, no consideration, but have a consideration before you. You say that their wisdom is the far above the wisdom of humankind. Lord God, give us the wisdom that we need. Give us the wisdom that we need, Lord. Give us the wisdom in the name of
Jesus. The rock, 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 the rock,
hide myself in
thank you, Lord,
in and grant me
thank you this morning for the word. I thank you for the word, my God. And the
Jesus. What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Say it one more time. What is his name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.